Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
It's so trash.
It's time for more.
Not feeling good about it.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's another kick in the nuts.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Obviously, you've established yourself as a leader of the team. Another guy that was kind of next to you throughout practice that was talking a lot leading was Jacoby Myers. You know, what has been your relationship like with him since he's been here? What was your kind of your idea of who he was as a receiver before he got here?
That's a great question. I told Kobe, I said, man, I learned more about him. And part of it was my ignorance. You know, like I said, I live under a rock a lot of times, so I didn't really see, you know, in New England, I didn't see him featured as much as maybe he should have been based off of what I saw, you know, when they came here and we practiced against them. And so far what I've seen from him now, I mean, he's a pro. He's got a lot of tools on the field, and the way he thinks about the game to be a relatively young player is impressive to me. So I'm excited to work alongside him too.
Raiders receiver Devontae Adams, now teammate of Jacoby Myers, who signed with the Raiders this offseason. What he is accusing the Patriots of in that clip right there is wasting Jacoby Myers' talent here in New England. Agree or disagree with Devontae Adams?
Disagree. He's your best receiver. Period. He's the only guy Mac trusted. He's the only guy Mac threw to on third down. Now, you get around him, and you see the former quarterback speak about coverage and zone reads and man reads and where spacing is and all that, and they're like, oh, it's like the Edelman advantage. Like, it's the guy played a different position and understands, oh, wow, he knows what he's doing. And he's young, and he's smart, and he's attentive, and he does everything the coaches ask him to do. And it's pretty impressive to play next to. And I'm sure Jacoby Myers is even more excited to play next to Devontae Adams because that guy's going to open up more stuff for him. And he's not going to draw the number one man coverage. Devontae Adams will get that guy. They got a couple other guys, too, that will command some coverage. It's going to open up some things for Jacoby. I'm sure Josh speaks very highly of him in meetings and has told Devontae a lot about him. Get him fired up about him. Get him fired up to play with him because they're going to need to complement each other. It's interesting, too, the Hoyer signing. You know, when they signed Hoyer, did they know about the foot? Did they know about Garoppolo's foot? Because it's really Hoyer. It's got to kind of be running this offense until Garoppolo's ready to go here. They get that little foot setback now.
Yeah, not because they want Brian Hoyer to play in a game.
I need you to run my offseason.
We know how that looks. Yeah. It's horrendous.
Yeah, but he can run an offseason when there's no defense hitting you. Yeah, and your head's not bouncing off the ground. Yeah, you can run an offense in the offseason. Hoyer did that a lot here when Brady was here and never showed up. That was all Brian Hoyer in the offseason. So I think they need Hoyer more for the offseason than they do to back up Jimmy. And there's some value to that in them. It's value to Josh, stuff you don't have to worry about. You
know? I agree partially with Devontae Adams in that the Patriots wasted everybody last year. There's not a single guy on that offense that you can say was their best last season. That we know. But generally speaking, specific to that player, no, I don't think they wasted him. I think he's a good player. I really think he's overrated by some people here in New England.
Yeah, I do too. I don't think there's the run post-catch ability there that there is with other players. That's why Juju's here. They liked Jacoby here. This wasn't like, oh, we need to get...
Well, they liked him to a point. I'm guessing they didn't love it last year when he openly questioned things. And question the offense and question whether Mac was being put in the best position. I'm sure they didn't like that.
Yeah.
The same way they didn't like some of the lip they may have been getting from Brian Hoyer. Why, they sent him home after his concussion. Don't come back. You know, he spoke out against the family.
Yeah.
Took them all out on a fishing trip. You know?
Well, it took you on a boat ride.
That's basically what happened. They got whacked in a football sense. First it was Brian Hoyer, and then it was Jacoby Myers in the offseason. Bye-bye. You can go do that somewhere else. Sure, go to Vegas. We got a guy who we're going to give money to, and we think he's a better player. Remains Zappy, to be seen.
Zappy was out on the boat, too. They called him in at the last second. Bailey, you have to go with your mother. Oh, all right.
You could, whether it be that fishing trip or the one in Sopranos.
So I was thinking more Sopranos.
I was thinking more Godfather, but you could also go Sopranos.
Oh.
Yeah.
Were they fishing or were they just taking the boat out because they were thinking about buying it?
Well, they weren't taking Big Pussy out for the boat ride. Like, they were taking him out to...
Well, they weren't taking him out.
The reason behind the boat.
Yeah, we're going to go take a look at this boat I'm thinking about buying, I think.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Oh, that's
wasn't
right.
That it?
That's what Tony was sick. And he had to go use the bathroom. Then for bleeps and giggles, he started digging through, and that's when he found the wire in his Big Pussy's thing on top of his thing.
Remember the little wire, cigar humidor.
Knew. Yes.
Yeah.
It was like, and Tony knew enough to, I got to fill the bottom of that. That's something's not right. It's all under there.
Wasn't good.
Tony had a lot of issues from that boat ride.
Where did
a lot of flashbacks?
I wouldn't get on a boat being as sick as he was in a food poisoning from the night before. He had the clams.
Well, from the what's his name's restaurant there,
Artie
Vesuvius,
Artie Bucco's.
Yep. Did Chrissy eat the same thing?
You're gonna kill somebody with that shellfish.
No. Hey, I picked that out myself.
All right, 617-779-0985, Andrew's in Weymouth. Andrew.
Hey, Aaron. I wanted to give my boy Hunter Henry a little shout-out because I know he's a little overpaid, but just to put out there that, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure he had the most touchdowns for a season Matt threw too. Number one. Number two, now that Myers is gone, what are we going to do when it comes to running the offense? That's kind of what I want to know. What do you guys think about that? Who are we going to throw to?
Well, that remains a question, doesn't it?
Sure does.
Juju Smith-Schuster?
Matt Slater.
What?
Matt Slater.
Mac Gesicki?
Yeah.
Or Hunter Henry?
Tyquan Thornton. Don't sleep on him.
Doesn't Slater always get listed, you know, on somebody's, you know, roster? It's like, you know, potential receivers and like going into camp or right before camp.
It's
funny. You got Matthew Slater there as a wide receiver. I'm like, what? Stop doing that.
Did a thing with him last week, the Bank of America thing, and we're talking about, and he was mentioning the day of the draft and your draft experience. And he said, yeah, Bill called and he said, hey, I'm drafting you. I don't know where I'm going to play you. Okay. I'm just going to tell you that right now. We don't know where we're going to play you, but I'm drafting you to be a special teamer. And he said, I've always viewed myself as a special teamer. And he goes, but the more you can do, and it's always nice to be thrown here as the sixth or seventh receiver, you know, in an emergency. And I said, Matt, I was there. I was calling that game out there in Denver, AFC title game. You had to run that deep post. Catch that one, man. It's a whole different story. He goes, I wasn't going to catch that. But that's how down they were that year. Oh, my God. Who was the guy, the slot they had that kept getting the concussions with the Colts? He was here for a little bit. He was in the huddle. Slater was in the huddle. Damn, it was a kid that played.
Austin Call.
Austin Call. Good one. Like, they were down guys that year. They were really beat up.
Chuck in Southie. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, what's up, boys? Great to hear from you today. So listen, usually at this time of day, I'm anywhere between 4 and 11 nips deep, so I'm not usually thinking clearly. But today I woke up with some clarity.
Oh.
Today I woke up and I said to myself, Bill, I want someone to go into a press conference and say, Bill, why do you say you do the best thing for the team when you hired a defensive coordinator as the offensive coordinator? Can someone just pelt him with that question over and over again till he gives us a reasonable answer? I love the guy, but I want to slap him in the head with a piece of bologna today.
That wouldn't hurt.
Well, what if it's like one of those long stick bolognas?
Yeah, what if it's uncut? Yeah. You know? Just
I'd go to salami.
Probably heavy, right? How much does one of those like wrapped bolognas in the deli case, how much does that weigh? It's got to be 15, 16 pounds of bologna.
We at least get the 2 pounds cut up.
Right? I mean, think about how much 1 pound is when you buy a pound of bologna at the deli.
You got to get the skinny stick, too. Yeah, that's the Wonder Bar, the thick bologna, the big round one.
Thick bologna.
It's more gritty. You could taste the gritty. All the chewed up things in
it. A gritty bologna?
Like nails and stuff in there. But you get the skinny bologna, like the Cayenne. Cayenne makes one. Very good.
When's the last time you bought bologna?
Last week. We did get 2 pounds a week.
Big bologna household.
Big bologna household.
Hardy, you? I couldn't tell you.
Couldn't tell you the last time, but now I want a bologna sandwich more than anything.
How about a fried
bologna
sandwich?
You're going to go get the best. You're going to get some bread, and you're going to put some mayonnaise and mustard on it with some pickles and put the bologna on, and you can fry that sucker up, and you're going to have a hell of a sandwich. Mm.
Yeah, I don't need the pickles, I don't think, on the bologna sandwich.
Mayonnaise, mustard, that's it.
How about like a grilled cheese with bologna?
Oh, God, it's Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh sandwich.
I don't need cheese on the bologna. I just want bologna. I don't do cold cheese.
Bologna and white bread?
You don't do cold cheese?
I do not like cold cheese.
I don't.
He's told us.
I'm not a fan of cold cheese either.
You guys are weird.
All right.
Get a bad piece of provolone. It's pungent.
It's not even that. I don't like the texture. I don't like the consistency. I don't think it adds that much taste.
You have a good cold cheese, but it's
doesn't have a good cold cheese?
Philadelphia.
Subway.
Cream.
Subway. You go Subway because it's triangular, and they only put like 4 slices on it. It's real thin.
No.
You barely can taste the cheese on there.
On a meatball sub, maybe, but then only because
they melt it.
Right. That's it. Otherwise, no thank you.
Well, as we talk about the potential to spend money on talent and on the roster, there's a new report about how profitable the Patriots are and where they rank, not just in the NFL, but in professional sports and
so,
the kind of
so
money.
So this isn't the whole make. Forbes top 500 owned, you know.
Not valuation.
This not of your.
No. This is income. Money.
Money made.
Money coming into the bank accounts. Filling the coffers, if you will. We'll get to that coming up next after these headlines. Hardy has them right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. You still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. Member FDIC.